Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Kevin O'Connor coming up here in a second, as the finals were last night. And Milwaukee gets their first title in 5 decades. And you know what? 76ers are working on 4 right now. 4 decades and winning a title. Yeah, you don't realize it. 1983, 2001, what else? I mean, the Sixers haven't been close otherwise, Ike.
No.
We're going on 40 years in Philly.
Yeah.
Flyers and Sixers, baby.
Yeah, it's awesome. To discuss that and some Ben Simmons stuff is our buddy Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer. You can read his work on TheRinger.com and catch one of his many podcasts that he's done, including The Mismatch with Chris Vernon. That's every Tuesday and Friday. And the Sunday night edition of The Ringer NBA Show. KOC joins us right now. What's up, man?
How you guys doing today?
Well, yeah. we're a little bummed out. That should be us celebrating today, KLC.
I can understand that, you know? I mean, it felt like with the Phoenix Suns, they got figured out. Mm-hmm. The Philadelphia 76ers in that spot, Figuring them out.
Yeah, what's impressive with Giannis, and I know that he was home last night, and he take 19 free throws, at 17 and 19, but I know he was home, and he's a better free throw shooter at home than when they're counting him down on the road. But the fact even on the road, like we talk about Ben Simmons, he doesn't even want to go near the ball because he's afraid to get fouled. Giannis can miss, he can airball 2 free throws in a row, and he's taking it to the rim the next way down the court. Just an impressive performance last night, and a great year for Giannis.
Yeah, I mean, I think with Giannis and Ben Simmons, like, there's so much to learn from the way in which the Bucks built the roster around Giannis, right? In terms of having shooters and essentially using him as a center at times. Or, like, it's the way to maximize him, and that could be applied to Ben Simmons. Like, in a new situation, if there's a new team or a trade, whatever it might be. But ultimately, though, what separates Giannis from so many players, including Ben Simmons, is his mind. It's just the way he is and the way he approaches the game. Like you said, he can miss 2 free throws, but then hit 4 in a row, or he can just make a great defensive play afterwards. Like, the game never affects him, and the way in which he talks about his approach to the game is just really advanced. Like, it's a high level, his approach to the game. It's very, you know, it's like coach's cliche here, but having a next play mentality, Giannis has that, and he's just constantly aggressive, constantly downhill. And, I mean, the numbers in last night's game, 17 of 19 from the line, like you said, the 14 rebounds, the 5 blocks, the 50 points. I don't even know if the numbers can fully capture how dominant he was, because he was just constantly relentless on the floor. It was a remarkable performance. It really was.
And for me, Kev, the 50 points is the obvious thing that sticks out to what he did last night. But the 50 points, watching him score the 50 points wasn't as impressive to me as those 5 block shots. They all seemed to be key blocks at big moments, momentum changers. And that's what you have to appreciate about his game, is that he affects the game on both ends of the court. And we saw that last night. I mean, he blocked Devin Booker's shot one time, and they basically stopped him from getting a one-man fast break, and he's out on the perimeter guarding Devin Booker.
And how many, like, almost blocks did he have?
Right.
Where, like, it was like a goaltend or, like, even a foul or just missed it, but he was constantly there. That's why with the 5 blocks, it's like, that's amazing. The blocks he had were incredible, but – he also was just a deterrent. Like, there was the play in the second half where DeAndre Ayton caught the ball near the rim and he kind of looked over his shoulder when he could have went up and dunked a layup. That's because of the impact Giannis made throughout the game, right?
Yep.
Like, that was, like, he was a deterrent. It was remarkable, man. Like, it was unbelievable for him to do that on that stage. So much for him not being the Batman of the team. He's a dominant force, yep. All-timer.
Yeah, and you use the word relentless, and it's just so fitting for what he is. And I guess it's what 76ers fans, we know that Ben Simmons isn't going to be relentless like Giannis, but we want something that shows that I know I'm not a great shooter, I know I'm not a great foul shooter, but I want it, and I'm willing to go to the rim to try to get it, and he just doesn't do that. So it's one of the reasons why we wanted to bring you on today was we saw what you wrote yesterday on The Ringer, excellent piece, really kind of centered on Damian Lillard, and he spoke to the media at the Olympic press conference. He spoke to Chris Haynes of Yahoo in an interview. I didn't get the idea that he's ready to leave Portland or he's going to demand a trade right now. Where does Damian Lillard stand? And do you think that he's moved this year? Or is it one more year to try to do something in Portland?
So my understanding is that there's a handful of teams, including the Sixers, you know, like the Heat, the Rockets, are just a couple of them that have gone for a Damian Lillard deal now. And the most executives around the league believe nothing will happen this offseason, that the Blazers are going to attempt to make changes, whether that involves the CJ McCollum trade or whether that involves the Yusuf Nurkic trade. They're going to try to fix this team around Dame and take it into the season. But we've seen this story play out before. We saw what happened with James Harden. We saw what happened with Jimmy Butler. We've seen this happen so many times over the years in the NBA. And, you know, with Portland, it's just difficult to find pathways towards making it a championship contender. Like with the Sixers, I think even if you were to keep Embiid and Simmons, there's still pathways to building a team that you believe can win a championship. With the Blazers, they're not really in that position necessarily. So unless they're able to do a McCollum for Ben Simmons trade, which I'm not sure how much appeal that would have to Sixers fans, or most importantly, to Daryl Morey, because Morey wants Damian Lillard. But would he be willing to wait to the point where a Lillard deal is actually doable? That's a tough question, because the idea of a McCollum-Simmons trade does have appeal for basketball reasons on both sides. Adding McCollum with his perimeter shot creation, if the Sixers were to do that for Ben Simmons, and you add more pieces either going back both ways in the deal, but McCollum for Simmons, I'm really into the concept of that just because of the perimeter shot creation that he would bring. And over the years, he's shown that he can do it on a higher volume when Damian Lillard hasn't been on the floor. So I'd love to see what McCollum could do with Joel Embiid. Do you guys like the idea of a McCollum-Simmons, or would you rather wait and risk waiting for Damian Lillard?
Yeah, I'm jumping out this window if they trade Ben Simmons.
Jump out?
Yeah, they trade him for CJ McCollum. Now, I will do this, KLC. I will do a Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris for Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum. What's the chances of that happening?
That's interesting. Trading for both of them.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't thought a lot about that. That's intriguing.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Dame and CJ.
Yeah.
So that way, because Dame, one of the reasons why Dame still, like, really wants to be in Portland, like, in his ideal world is winning a championship in Portland, just like we saw Giannis do.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
We saw Giannis do it at home with the team that drafted him. It is special doing it that way. But, you know, part of it is, like, the relationship with CJ. He has long been reluctant to, like, if the Blazers front office has come to him and said, hey, there's potential opportunities available with CJ, he's always been like, no, I want to play with CJ. That's my guy. You know, he's my brother. He's my teammate. I want to win with him. So trade for both of them.
I like it. Yes. I didn't even know how you would feel about that trade. I feel even stronger about it now.
How would Portland's GM feel about that trade? It's the better question.
I mean, you'd be having to give up all the future first-round draft picks, all future pick swaps. It would have to be the James Harden package and more, right? So you'd be giving young players on top of that, on top of the salaries in the deal, like a Thibel or a Maxi or both even. Like, the return would be significant for both those guys. So it's unrealistic, but it's a fun idea to think about because it does make some sense. Like it's combining essentially the two teams together with the best part, right? Yeah. And maybe that can work out in a different way for Portland with the picks they would get. But I'd love it. I'd love it. It's just, you know, it's a little too NBA 2K for me.
Little fantasy driven. Yep. We're talking to Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. Follow him on Twitter. It's @KevinO'ConnorNBA. All right, let's revisit Kyle Lowry for a second. Last we talked about Lowry, seemed like the 76ers had the best offer. The Raptors elected not to trade him. Now he's a free agent. So, I mean, is he re-signing? Is this now a sign-and-trade type thing? Are there teams that are interested in paying him what he wants that have cap space? How will it work with Kyle Lowry? Because if you can't get Damian Lillard, I would like a McCollum and then maybe a sign-and-trade to where you're able to get Kyle Lowry. So now you have Lowry, McCollum, you have the rest of the guys still here.
It's complicated with Lowry. You know, some of the same teams that have, you know, tried to go for Damian Lillard have interest in Kyle Lowry, like the Miami Heat did prior to the deadline,
right?
Like they do now with potential sign and trade possibilities. Like, you're going to hear the Miami Heat with names like Kawhi Leonard. You're going to hear it with Kyle Lowry. Any of the best players in the market, they'll be a competitor. And with Lowry, I thought it was interesting. Mark Stein said last week that New Orleans is a team that's very high on Lowry. My understanding is David Griffin, their general manager, has like a real thing for Kyle Lowry, wants to go for him, would be willing to pay him a lot to get him there. So it would be expensive, it would be pricey, and because the Sixers are over the cap, it would have to be a sign-and-trade. That creates some complications here in terms of the possibilities, but undeniably, I mean, Philadelphia should be, you know, probing the situation here for Lowry. Whether they're able to get him or not, there's so many variables that it's hard to figure out where he's going to end up, but he's going to have a lot of suitors across the league, that's for sure.
I got to tell you, Kevin, I was pleasantly surprised that other than how our home team ended its season, but I was pleasantly surprised at the playoffs and how exciting and entertaining they were, even with the injuries to some of the stars. I think it gave us a chance to get introduced to the new young stars who's going to carry this league for the next 5 to 10 years. And I got to admit, they delivered for the most part, the young stars. How do you feel about the playoffs and how they played out this year? And we didn't have the normal names in the NBA Finals, the LeBron James and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and those guys. How do you think the playoffs played out this year?
Man, I feel exactly the same as you. Like, it was really a breath of fresh air in some ways to get so many young guys that had opportunities to win it all. Introducing, you know, this whole new set of exciting young players with, you know, like Giannis is unlike anybody we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Devin Booker is somebody who feels familiar with his mid-range pull-up style. I mean, like, that's somebody that fans could really love. If someday, like maybe next year, it could be Philly, right? Maybe it's Joel Embiid and people who are like, oh, the post is dead, the low post is dead. They see Embiid just burying people inside and they're like, okay, it still exists, and existed in a great way with an MVP candidate. So, I don't know. Like, I just feel like this is a representation, a taste of what is a great pool of talent we have today in the league that really, you know, captures what we remember from the past eras of basketball that we've seen, but also in ways that push it forward into ways that we haven't seen at any time before. So I love the group of talent today in the NBA. I think there's so many great people, players, characters that make it funner than ever for me to watch personally. So, it's great that we saw that in the playoffs, and I hope we see more of it in the years to come, too.
All right, there you have it. Kevin O'Connor again on Twitter, at Kevin O'Connor NBA. I have to ask you about your Patriots because we have NFL training camp coming up. How many wins? What's your projected win total for the team this year?
I'll be taking the over here. I look forward to the quarterback competition with Mac and Cam. I think at some point Mac Jones will win that out, but you can't rule out a former MVP and Cam Newton having a comeback season. He could always have one more run in him.
I'll rule that out.
He was horrible.
He was terrible.
Bad last season. We'll see. I'm rooting for Mac Jones to get that job eventually.
KSC, always appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. And there he is, Kevin O'Connor.
I guess we couldn't tell him goodbye for the offseason because we may need him back here.
Ben hasn't been traded yet. Yes. So.
And the draft is coming up in free agency.
The next rumor that we get, which might be next week, he might be on the phone again with us.
It was like last night when the NBA Finals ended. It was almost like all the basketball people were like, all right, basketball's over with. Now we're moving on to football and getting ready for training camp. And I'm like, well, the draft hasn't happened yet and free agency hasn't happened.
No, there's actually, like, it's almost like, it's like, all right, finals are over. All right, free agency. Like, you can jump immediately right to it.
Because the draft is next week, right? I think the NBA draft is next week.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes. It's definitely in the
next Tuesday or next Wednesday.
Yeah, no, it's definitely in the next week or so. Yeah.
29th.
The 29th, okay.
Yeah, so you 8 days away. So it's two Thursdays from now.
Yep.
All right, Jack, will you have your mock draft?
Yeah, me and Herb are working on it, and we're going to have an answer for you next week. The Sixers are looking for a guy that can probably shoot. put the ball in the basket, create his own shot.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
They got
their stopper Matisse a couple years ago, the combo guard and Tyrese.
They've done well in the 20s.
This year they need the guy that can fill it up a little bit.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't even name you 20 NBA, 20 college players.
Yeah,
right now.
Listen, once the Sixers became not the process Sixers, the NBA draft has meant zero.
I think I saw like SEC shooting guards that were falling to the Sixers at the 28. Guys who could shoot the three a little bit.
They play basketball in the SEC outside of Kentucky?
Exactly.
Yeah, no. Arkansas.
Which is why you never heard of them. Like, let me just see. Random mock draft right here. We'll get back to the phones. Trey Mann.
Oh,
Florida, 6'5", point guard.
Well, that sounds like a good size.
Yeah, 6'5".
Take it.
He must be a terrible defensive player.
Any chance Jalen Suggs can drop to us?
Hey, probably not.
Would you trade Ben? Would you trade Ben for the rights, because it wouldn't work?
I know what you're saying.
Would you trade him to draft Jalen Suggs?
Yes.
Wouldn't think
top
twice
three
about
pick.
It.
Top
yes.
three pick, yes.
Yes, if they got to that third pick and Jalen Suggs was still on the board, it's Cleveland's pick, right?
Yes.
I'd send Ben to Cleveland.
Yeah, no, and you could –
Rich Paul will be fired up.
No, but this is one of these things we're talking
about that yet. LeBron's not going for that.
We were talking about this before. You could get Kevin Love's contract back in return, which would balance Ben. Mm-hmm.
And it gives us a stretch four.
Yes. No, but which, by the way, if he plays, like he can really help.
Kevin Shoots Love?
The threes,
Oh, he's a veteran, yeah.
Yeah, the last time they brought in a high-priced big man to play next to Joel Embiid, it worked out really well. So I think this is a good idea.
There you have it. By the way, the Ultimate Mock Draft, presented by the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey, the biggest NBA mock draft of the year until July 23rd, featuring Chad Ford, former Suns GM Ryan McDonough, Brian Scalabrine, and experts from every city. You can get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. How about that? All right. Very cool. Let's go back to the phones. Rios in North Philly has been a frequent caller into the Marks and Reese show in the past few days. Rios, go ahead.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up? Huh?
What's up, Rios?
What's up, Rios?
Look, check it out. yesterday, let me just tell you about my household. Mm-hmm. My wife is from Milwaukee.
Ooh. Oh.
So let me just. Oh. Yes. So let me just tell you. Sometimes in my head, I'm like, I don't know how the hell that happened, but I had a deal stuff last night and everything, even though she went to sleep and I watched the whole game, you know, and her family members called me. But at the end of the day, this is an Eagle house. She know better than after that. It's just Eagles and no Green Bay Packers or whatever. But speaking of Giannis, man, you talk about a guy who gave up the body. I know everybody, when they seen that part, when he got injured, thought it was over. I thought
Ooh,
it was over.
Wait, yes.
Yeah.
And, yep. And you see, let me tell you what happened for them winning the championship. What he did, that's the thing, the motivation, that's the thing, the inspiration. He inspired them guys to come back after 5 days, 6 days, or whatever it was, and said, oh, hell with it. I'm going to play. And these guys just like, wow. I could tell they was inspired. I mean, a lot of people could get inspired. All you could do is be happy for the guy yesterday.
Yep.
He was one of them guys in this day and age of this. I just want to shake your hand and be your friend. Everybody want to play with friends. When I got my best friends, when we played against each other, we were enemies. I'm sorry about it, you know. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, just watching that, I was happy for him. I had to deal with the stuff for my wife. But, I mean, it is what it is. I wish any of our teams from the Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, that we had, and the Phillies, that we had a guy, a leader like that, a guy who just has freaking balls, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pause,
Rios. Thank you. We got you. I feel like Embiid.
I pause myself. I'm like, what?
Outside of the leadership thing, maybe. Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, you have that type of a player in Embiid as far as a guy. Now, it's because he's a big man and he can't have the ball as much as Giannis can. It's a little bit more difficult on the court. But, like, Embiid is your best path to winning a championship in this city. It's a matter of what can you put around him to do it.
Yeah, Embiid is a better player than Giannis. He just can't stay healthy. Yeah, I listen, I love Giannis. You're going to tell me you look at Giannis's basketball game and look at Embiid's basketball game and you think Giannis's game is better than Joel Embiid's?
Well, Embiid's more skilled.
Yeah.
For
sure.
He's
a better player.
Who would you rather have?
Joel Embiid.
So if you wouldn't trade Joel Embiid for Giannis?
No.
Oh, you're crazy, man.
Okay, I know. I know now because he just won the NBA title. And nobody say that when he was getting bounced in the second round two straight years and can't shoot free throws and you can't give the ball to him late in the game. And he I love Giannis. I've been a Greek freak fan for years. But in maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I would have said Greek freak over Joel Embiid. I would have said that. But Embiid has evolved. His game has evolved.
Yeah.
I couldn't give you four players in the NBA that are better than Joel Embiid, five players better than Joel Embiid. I've forgotten how great Joel Embiid was this year. He's the best player in the NBA.
Yep.
I've forgotten that.
When healthy, yes.
Listen, I'm happy Giannis won. But, I mean, Phoenix, it's not like Phoenix had any type of deterrent in front of him.
No, Phoenix was
yeah. It's
Phoenix
not,
was lucky to be there, and they could be a 6 seed next year.
Dude, they didn't have anything to stop him from scoring.
No,
like DeAndre Ayton couldn't guard him. Could you imagine what Embiid would have did to DeAndre Ayton?
Probably broken him in half.
Yeah.
Well, then they threw Frank Kaminsky on him.
Yeah, and then you throw Frank Kaminsky on him.
Yeah, and that was their backup plan.
Yeah,
because you know who would have been on him then? Dario, if he wasn't hurt, and he would have gotten thrown around too.
Yeah. I'll disagree. Yeah, that series flip when Dario was down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm still a process guy now.
Yeah.
Hey, you're always a big Rocco guy.
That's the one guy he didn't like.
He's not the process.
They should bring him back with McCollum to be the Giannis stopper. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
He can't stop Giannis.
Well, come on, with the deflections? Giannis can't dribble.
He can't. Oh, man.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Today's show is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of their big summer sales event going on right now. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com.
You know the difference between the Bucks and the Sixers with Giannis? Giannis' teammates showed up.
Yeah, that's true,
That's the difference. That's the difference. The Bucks were down 2-0, and Giannis was dominating.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until Middleton and Drew Holiday stepped up. So if Embiid gets that type of help from Tobias
right.
and Ben Simmons, maybe we're in the NBA Finals and everybody's saying Joel Embiid is the best player in the NBA.
Holiday in game five was he had 27 points, had 13 assists.
Yes.
He was the only starter that had a plus, that was a plus on the plus minus that night. Yeah, like he stepped up.
His teammate stepped up. Bobby Portis. How he played.
He has got some eyes.
Well, the people who probably don't realize, I know at one point in this series, Connaughton had made more three-pointers than anybody else in the series.
Stepped up.
Like, where are the – other than Seth Curry, who could Embiid rely on?
Well, and that's it. And that's with DiVincenzo going down, too.
Right.
I mean, their best bench guy went down. Their best bench scorer went down.
Yeah, Giannis won because his teammates finally had help.
Coming up, we're going to reset all the conversations we had. Starting with Zach Ertz, according to Howard Eskin, Zach Ertz – will be at training camp, and he'll be with the Eagles this season. Is that a good thing? 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We're back after this. But, hey, listen. Talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. Because, I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, like right at the beginning of the pandemic where people weren't going to work and Dr. Glatt wasn't open, I remember still talking about Dr. Glatt and saying, like, hey, listen, when all this is over, now, like, that's when you want to get it in your head. Like, all right, when this is over, I'm going to call Dr. Glatt. I'm going to go to his office. I'm going to have a consultation. I'm going to get a hair restoration procedure with Dr. Glatt. Well, that was many, many months ago. And since then, of course, Dr. Glatt's office is open now. People have been coming back, getting the hair restoration procedure, sending me some before and after pictures, reaching out to me on social media, DMing me saying, hey, give me more information on Dr. Glatt. Tell me about your experience with Dr. Glatt. Do you have any before and after pictures with Dr. Glatt? Really taking them through the procedure and what happens. And if you've worried about hair loss for a long time and you've tried some of the alternatives that are out there, not really an alternative, but other hair loss solutions that are on the market today, whether it's the spray that's supposed to stop hair loss or supposed to regrow hair loss or the shampoos that are supposed to unclog the follicles, whatever it is, you know that they don't work. This works. This works. This worked for me. I tried the other things. This works. Dr. Glatt gets your hair back. And he's the most experienced and most successful doctor and hair team in the Philadelphia area. So if your hair is thinning, give Dr. Glatt a call. Go to his website, drglatt.com, drglatt.com. Get a hold of me. I'll answer questions for you. Or call his office right now, 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.